Well, good afternoon to everybody. How you doing today? Are there any deplorables? Let me ask you a question real quick. Who here is a veteran? Could you raise your hand for us? That is outstanding. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. My name is Charles Hull. I'm the Vice Chair for Wake County Republican Party. This is not our event, but we heard about it. I want to get involved. We cannot thank everyone here enough for coming out. Please enjoy the trumpets in the background. They are providing us some new entertainment. I'll just implore everyone here, just ignore all the idiots. We're coming here to solve problems. We're here to celebrate and have fun and vote for the floor. So, thank you all very much for coming. I'll be emceeing today, reminding you of some things that are going on throughout the next month or so. March 25th, MAGA, the National Good MAGA, is organizing an event. Same place, same time. Hope you all come and join us and bring some more people with you. This whole thing happened very, very much the grassroots tradition.
Do you have a bag?
We found out about it.
Don't have no bag.
And I think probably most of you here the same thing. It's amazing. But thank you all for coming. We've got a great lineup for you. Lots of much better speakers than myself coming to talk to you. And I just want to start out real quick with a little Trump. Thank you very much. We are going to kick things off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
300 people here.
USA!
USA! USA!
USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! My God, this is America. Thank you all for coming. Here we're going to do. We're going to start out with the Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to speak into it later. It's going to come up, and please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
What a great crowd. Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, that's how you start the meeting, not with the trumpets and screaming and whining. How about, I'll bring up now a good friend of ours. He's a born-again, spirit-filled Christian from North Carolina. He rode his bike to the 75th rally at Sturgis. He is an ordained minister that's part of a healing ministry and leads that worship. Please welcome Steve Rosser.
Good afternoon. Wow, what a great crowd to preach to today. Man, but I'm not going to do that. Just a couple of things that I want to share just to put things into perspective. You know, in light of this, has anybody here ever had a mosquito bite? Oh, never mind. All right. Enough said. You know something, folks? Money is not going to fix this country. Money's not going to fix this country. So with this group saying we're going to do this or we're going to do that, it's not. Listen, this problem is not a Democratic or a Republican problem. It's a spiritual problem, folks. And you know what? The bottom line of it is this. You have to understand our leaders come from us. And we have to understand that if we're not right, and the people that we elect are not right, they're going to keep perpetuating stuff that's not right. And that's what we've got. We have become, and I'm not trying to get on a stump here, but we have become a nation that has been held captive too long to politically correct, and nothing is accomplished. Amen? And as I prayed and just ask the Lord, give me some wisdom as to what we're looking at here. And we're going to pray in just a moment. But I came across a psalm, and I hope I can see it in this light. I came across a psalm, and was just one portion of it that I was going to share. And as I looked at it, I thought, wow, that's good. And then I backed it up and I went, well, that's good too. And so anyway, I said, I'll just do the whole thing. All right? So here it is. And listen to this. To me, there is nothing more appropriate than this psalm. And read it for yourself. Psalm 144 says this. Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving guide and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me. Lord, what are human beings that you care for them, mere mortals that you think of them? They're like a breath. Their days are like a fleeting shadow. Part your heavens, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemy. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, my God. On the 10-string lyre, I will make music to you, to the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David. From the deadly sword, deliver me. Rescue me from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. Then our sons in their youth will be well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in our fields. Our oxen and will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls to going into captivity. No cry or distress in our streets. Blessed is the people of whom this is true. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. I believe that is the word for the day. Something else I want us to think about too, and I have to say this, you don't have to agree with me, and I say, and I give this disclaimer, I'm not speaking for North Carolina deplorables, and I'm grateful for Terry Moore, and let's give our brother a hand. Salvation for them, for you, for me. So you know what? This is where we look and we say, Lord, and I've been praying and I say, Lord, make yourself real to all of us. Okay? Here we go, and I want to read this verse of scripture, and then we're gonna pray. Second Chronicles, everybody has probably heard of it. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. And everybody said,
amen.
Now, if we could, I'd like for you to take the hand of the person beside you. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this beautiful weather. We thank you for the turnout that we have today. And Father, we ask that your spirit will move. We bind the powers of darkness that are here today. And Father, we loose your provision, your healing, your
in the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us as a nation for the shedding of innocent blood. We ask you to forgive us for the differences that we make and the distinctions that we make between people and races. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask right now that you heal our land, heal our schools, heal our communities. We pray, Father, that you grant our president and vice president.
Party's over for the Black Bloc. Fucking zoo, man.
I know,
I'm recording this, so don't say anything everywhere. You don't want.
Oh, okay.
I can turn it off. It's okay. I came up here. Okay. Very good. There's two sides to it always. Thank you. Sir. Thank you.
Thank you. 2 years. You think the left behind me is noisy and being annoying? Wait for the next year, the next 2 years. They're going to be pounding us relentlessly because you know why? They hate to lose. And they're proving it every day. But in order to help our North Carolina General Assembly members, we're going to have to continue to do things like this to encourage them, to support them, and to do what we can to make sure that we keep the people's house in North Carolina for the people who work, the people who want to see things done the right way, because we are a law-abiding country. How about borders? Let's talk about borders. All right, I want to hear a chant. Build that wall.
Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
Fantastic. Wonderful. So not only do we need to build that wall, we need to lower taxes so we can have businesses come back to America, because what do we want? Jobs. We want jobs. And you know what? The left over here, if they had real paying jobs other than what they receive from the... they might understand what it's like to pay taxes, huh? Yep. You got people who don't like our country? You know what? Then go somewhere else, because the... have at it. Door swings both ways. We love immigration, but we love legal immigration. You know what I'm told? I'm told that if we ship out all the illegals, that who's gonna do the jobs? Because Americans are lazy, they don't wanna do the jobs. You know what I say to that? To me, you are insulting the very people you're trying to defend. Because if you don't think they're good enough except to have manual labor jobs, what are you doing to help now with the economy? Right? If they come in legally, they can go and they can get help and training, number one, to learn the language. Number two, they have help to go to school. And they won't be stealing someone's social security number. Maybe they'd be understanding they came to America for a better way of life. A better way of life is following and obeying the rules, laws, and regulations of the United States of America. We've got a lot of people that are out here today, and thank you all so much for everything that you are doing. This rally today is in support of President Trump because of nonsense like this that we've got to put up with. I'm hoping that we continue to win and we continue to watch this over here, because by doing that, we're showing people what Americans are really made of. That's not us. Because according to the left, you're entitled to your opinion as long as you agree with them. And if you don't agree with what their opinion is, you're despicable and you're a what? You're a deplorable. Well, you know what? I'm a proud deplorable. I proudly represent my state of North Carolina. You know how much I love my state of North Carolina? I went all the way to the National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio to cast my electoral vote for Donald Trump for president. And then I saw it through. I went to Washington in January to watch him get sworn in. Because it's important. It's important for us to know and understand how our government works. Because our government works for us, we the people. But I think a lot of people have forgotten that. So you know what? I'm glad Donald Trump is in Washington right now with Vice President Mike Pence, because they're going to help us drain the swamp. Now, all this enthusiasm, we saw all this enthusiasm, and it's fantastic. We saw it going around the state. And do you know that this rally is only one of several rallies held around North Carolina today and around our nation? Because today is March for Trump. Now, for those people who don't want to lose the enthusiasm and you want to help do something for your state and you're not sure about a party or joining a party, my name is Michelle Nix and I am the North Carolina Republican Party State Vice Chairman. And I am a loud, proud, bold, bright, red Republican. And I have a 3-foot rule. If you're within 3 feet of me, you hear why I love the North Carolina Republican Party and the state of North Carolina. We need more people to stand up, speak out, and drown that out. Is this the first rally? If you're a first attendee to a rally, put your hand up. You all are fantastic. Thank you all for coming out for the first rally to support our president, Donald Trump. I traveled around the state with my husband, John Nix, and we've attended, I don't know, maybe 15 rallies. I was at the first one here in North Carolina over in Raleigh, and I was here for the last one and traveled all the way around in between. I did an opening prayer for Donald Trump in Greensboro. I emceed the one in Kinston, and I've opened several for Vice President Mike Pence. It was my honor to do what I could to help elect those two men to represent us, we the people. Here in North Carolina, we have 13 congressional districts. If you don't know what congressional district you live in, or who your representative is, you need to find out. If you are on the state board of elections, and you can look up your voter information.
I've never seen another light this, man.
I knew he was going to win.
And just most of the people there were young people, like from NC State and stuff, man. I'm like, man.
Like, I've never spoken to a person who actually voted as a supporter, except for my one friend who, then turned out as a completely anti-Semitic.
How's it going?
Nothing like hanging out with your fellow basket of deplorables. March day here in North Carolina, where you can see the blue skies and the green grass, and know that we are blessed by God to be here today. If you want to participate in the Republican Party, March is our county convention month. Find your county convention. Take the enthusiasm you had to get Donald Trump and Mike Pence elected and turn that into activism for yourselves, for your family, for your friends, for your community, for your state, and for your nation. Go on the ncgop.org website and find where your county convention is going to be held in March. Because it's important. We cannot lose the enthusiasm. If we do, that wins. And you know what? I don't want him to win. I want him to collapse.
Giving up that pass.
I want to make sure that we keep our state red and that we continue to govern and we continue to be blessed by God because we are his people.
Michelle Nix, Vice Chair of NCGOP. Thank you for coming, Michelle. All right, before I bring up our next honored guest, I'll ask you a question. Who here, shout for me, is from Wake County? I'm just curious. Wake County. How about who here is from North Carolina in general? How about who here is from outside of North Carolina? Georgia? Who from Georgia? Right out here? Thank you all for coming. This is the first of probably many events, including March 25th. Oh, I'm sure they're not from around here, but that's a whole different story. All right, it's my honor to introduce to you the first elected official in North Carolina to endorse Donald Trump. He is a retired U.S. Army colonel. He is now a senator from a district representing Harnett, Lee, and Western Johnson counties. He was a delegate to the Republican National Convention. He's a co-chair of the Military Security and Defense Subcommittee of the RNC Platform Committee. He's a graduate of the National War College, the Army Command, the General Staff College. He has a Master in Science and International Affairs from George Washington University, and a BA from Southern Miss. He is a Silver Star winner, and has three bronze stars. And the list of other awards fills my page. Please welcome Senator Ron Raven.
Thank you very much. I'm not really that guy. I'm sitting here thinking while Michelle was talking, you know why they're making all that noise? Do you ever think of the mentality of the people who sit there and toot that horn like that endlessly? Well, they got up here. Hey, I'm here to fight. Hey, the reason reason they do it that way, folks, is because they can't put three words together to articulate an idea. Blah, 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 blah. Go ahead, guys. Hey, come on back. I do a lot better when there's music, I reckon. It just really gets to me that way. Thanks for the warm welcome, folks. I appreciate it. My wife would have been here, but on chilly days, she said she'd watch me on TV or something. I want to thank all of you for being here. I was the first elected official in the state to endorse Donald Trump. And at the time I did it, everybody said, "Hey, Ron, you going nuts or what?" You know? I said, "Wait a minute, I listened to the guy talk when the primaries were first starting and they had the other 16 guys up there." And the first thing that got to me, because it's always close to my heart, is when he said things like, "We can't go to war if we're going to go to war with rules of engagement. That doesn't work." Soldiers understand that if there are soldiers out there, you want to send your guys downrange in danger and not let them pull the trigger first when they know they're in trouble, that's nuts. And then I got to listening to him even more, and he said, "You know, we're getting kind of weak on this defense stuff," and he brought up how much it changed since President Reagan put things together. And then he mentioned something about that's really dear to my heart, because I did go to Vietnam a couple times, and I was. What he didn't say before that is also I took the Green Beret A detachment downrange to Laos before I went to Vietnam. I did all of that when I was about 12 years old, by the way. Anyhow, he said, "Winning hearts and minds is not a winning strategy." Hey, guess what? He's right. I went through that phase, and I've watched us ever since go through that. If we're going to go to war, folks, this is just enough. I hadn't even started my speech yet. I think I'm not going to talk for a while. Mention that it's a surprise to you, I'm sure, that I was going to mention that later on if I ever get started on a real speech here. Folks, let me tell you, to reinforce that and what you're saying and what Michelle said about all of this, a nation that does not have boundaries is not a nation that has no natural right now. And it doesn't exist. All of this other stuff is pure nonsense. It's crazy. You've got to have love, and you've got to enforce it. I gotta say it. Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States of America. I kind of like the sound of that, but for those who do not like the sound of that particular message, let me tell you, whether you like it or not, Donald Trump, folks, you folks out there, anybody around that wants to listen, and you guys with the cameras, okay? Donald J. Trump is the duly elected president of the United States of America. Absolutely, duly, and honestly, and lawfully elected. No matter how much smoke and scream the propaganda is put out against him, he is the president, and he deserves the honor and the respect of the office. He's my 14th president. I said again, I thought I was really...
That was funny.
I will tell you, he has received more negatives from the media, more negatives from other people with other motives than any of the other 13 of my lifetime. Not only is it more negative, it is more vicious, it is more lie-laden, and it is more fake news than you can imagine. Our president is under constant attack from every direction. Some come, with all respect for what you guys are doing out there for the mainstream media. Anybody who can't admit that, even the mainstream media might want to admit that. I'm like, you know, just building another wall, right? Maybe. There's a vested interest in that. They're the same folks who said he couldn't win. How can they recoup their loss and their embarrassment if they don't just go negative, negative, negative? No matter what happens, if he doesn't get good coverage when it's positive, all he gets is the negative, mostly the negative. Except on one channel, but I don't want to get competitive in it. You all know who it is anyway. If you don't think that there's bias in the reporting, explain to me why the data suggested to me say that 90% of the people in the media donated to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Where does she belong? My personal opinion, I'm sure they'll be hunting me with negative stuff forevermore for saying this, but they have become propagandists rather than reporters. We also got La La Land out there. They're real good. The entertainment colony is attacking Trump all the time also, basically for the same reason. In their smugness and their little castles that they have out there, they didn't see this coming, and so they went along with gazillions of dollars to Hillary, and guess what? They lost, the script wasn't followed, and now all they can say is what they get from the other propagandists. I mean, anybody who thinks that they are any more alert up here than the guys down there were doesn't understand what reading the script and acting is all about. Our elite universities have about the same Massachusetts rate for the Democrat Party as do the other folks that I just mentioned. Now, I'm not exactly opposed to having let's go into the motion that maybe if we have COVID, we're okay. I'll go along with that in our university and our school system. If someone will say, one of the categories, one of the special groups is, I want to have equal distribution with regard to the political philosophy of the instructors in our universities and schools. Might as well, I'm in trouble now, I'll just go for it, what the heck. That's why I left my wife home. She didn't let me do this very often. The folks who know me down there, Terry made the biggest mistake of all, he's been talking as long as I want. I think he got the page too, folks, that's happening.
Paper bridges, everybody.
Yeah, even the United Nations
is being paid.
If you align yourself as a religious person with this, then you're not a Christian. That's not what Christianity is, brother. Christianity is not built on hate. It is built on love. It is helping other people. And this is not. This is 100% built on hate.
But what
100% built on hate.
It is.
And you know it.
I can
Let's go help Alex. He's getting real excited. Let's go help Alex.
Keep right everyone in the flag.
He's a Mike.
Your argument is based on faith. My argument is based on science.
That dude right there is wrong.
Good job, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Good job, Alex.
One of the things I am worried about when you get back to the insurgency business that I talked about is that pockets will happen and the other violence and the increasing violence in protests and all of that kind of stuff. But the real problem is in the last round.
Hey, how you doing?
Ocean, good. Ocean coordination, and you were coming out and doing stuff together. I'm glad we're doing stuff together.
Frank, surely you must know Joe Madden. I love Joe.
Soon, Bazingo, you got that stuff going on. I kind of think that all of us here believe in the idea of law and order and equal justice for all. I think that's one of the reasons that we were so successful in winning the presidency, because the Obama administration obviously did not believe in that principle. The other thing he's kind of strange about is he thinks, by gosh, we ought to have a strong military. What happens? The Obama administration drained our military to the point that it's weaker than it was at the start of World War II. Without a strong military, folks, we can't face the threats that we face in the world that are potential battlefield threats. I would name them, but I can't because I'm standing here and nobody's stopping my wife not here. We have anybody who thinks that Russia today is not the Soviet Union of yesterday just doesn't understand what's going on. They aren't paying attention to what's going on. Anybody who thinks that China is China and not the People's Republic of China, or not what we used to call them, the good old Chinese, they don't like us one bit. They ain't our friends. Yeah, and they're buying up most of us. You know, that's the way it is.
They monitor.
Well, I don't think it is. I guess you guys don't do much around here. Union. Why do you think that the Chi-Coms are building islands just off their South China Sea that they're saying belong to them? Man, that's international waters, folks. Why do you think that we have the idea that Iran has the idea that they can build all the nuclear weapons they want to? Why do you think North Korea keeps doing missile testing when we say, you shouldn't do that? It's because our power has been eroded. We no longer have the respect of these nations, and we are fast losing respect in the world. And with any luck, and I'm convinced it'll happen, not just luck, Donald Trump is going to restore our military power and regain our respect. And that's the first step on the road to making America great. Make us strong, and when we're strong, I'll borrow from President Reagan. I get a few more wars than he does, just in time, but and participate. He used to say that he lived through, I think, his four or five wars, but he never saw one start because America was too strong. That's almost a quote. In my case, it's about seven because I count gold wars and stuff, you know, things that are going on right now. I have never seen us in trouble when we're strong. Only when we're weak. We've got to learn that there's just not a peaceful, quiet world out there, folks. It is nasty and it's dangerous. We are threatened and we've got to have the military power to cope with it. Thank you.
He talked a great deal about unity. So they tried to disrupt and destroy our unity, and you know, they almost succeeded. I'm trying to find the right place in here because I had some great alliteration in that part.
We'll wait.
Okay. Good. No. The division that has been caused by the Obama administration is going to be hard to recover from. They divided us by race. They have divided us by economic status. They have divided us by gender. They have divided us by stuff I don't even know about, and then they invented other things to divide us by. They're destroying the unity so that they can take control of this nation and this government and move it in the direction of the internationals. It's all there is to it.
Just standing up and pledging allegiance is an act of faith to be in our nation and in our God and in our country.
Hey.
This all goes way beyond. There probably is no doubt in your mind right now that I think that District 12, where I come from, is a great district, that North Carolina is a great state, and the United States of America is one hell of a great country. You know, I have to mention this little sidelight to you. When the president had the address that he made and talked to folks in the Congress, half of whom obviously were too sedated to stand up, I can't understand that. I don't know what they had before they went in there, but they couldn't stand up. To me that's, I can understand why in some cases you don't, but when you didn't stand up, when Donald Trump honored Corinne Owen, when those people didn't stand up, they needed to walk out of the room and just get rid of them.
Yeah.
I was fortunate in my background to have met Ronald Reagan twice, actually. I had a little bit of dialogue with him. And the same thing is true with meeting Mr. Trump and interacting with him a little bit. Corinne Owens grew up with my daughter. His family, her family, and mine are very close friends, so I know Corinne quite well. And when people came out and said that that Michael Moore, please find a place to put him, I think what we ought to do is give him a one-way ticket to either Cuba or Venezuela. Kind of person that Donald Trump is, and the reason that I went into this is because Corinne is a very private person, and she said to the president when she found out he was going to be to please keep it kind of low key. You noticed that when he went, they said he went someplace and didn't know where he was going, and when he was there was no press and no pictures came out. I'm sure there were family pictures. Corinne's mother wrote us an email. She wrote an email actually in to thank the president for having done what he did. And then she told me this, I'm sure that it's true. She said, before they had met in that circumstance, which was very, very sad, she loved him. But having interacted with him in a very personal way and seen him up close and watched the way he was with the owner's children, and watch the way he was with Corinne, she now adores him. The man is an absolute good, solid person. You don't have kids like his to be a jerk. I mean, let's face it.
Split up into different groups.
Looks like a problem. Real question. Just like here, we have people. The way I wrote it, and I can only write it this way because Mona's not here, I not only say no, but I say hell no. I noticed when I spoke at one or two of the Trump rallies, and what I saw was the same thing I saw.
How's it going? Thank you. It works.
I believe he's going to get the job done. He'll end up being one of the greatest presidents this country has ever seen. And honestly, he's a populist. To me, it's great. Because there's another president who is a populist who did a pretty good job, named Ronald Reagan. Michelle mentioned exactly right. If both people are arms and beating his arms down there, they're going to be doing that forever because they're having tantrums. Because what they don't have, what they need, what we do have, I believe, is an idea of how to make America great. You got to get out to get with it. You have to face it down. You can't, like when I came out. When I came out here, my first inclination was to walk right through it. And the only reason I didn't was because the Capitol Police said, please walk around. It's not in our nature, folks. And it shouldn't be in our nature. If you don't stand up and fight, you ain't going anywhere. They will drown you out, they will block you out, and you will lose again. We have got to stay together, we've got to bond closer. We've got to start fighting now to win the next election and every election left hereafter. And please do it so we can keep America great after Donald Trump makes it great again. Thank you. One more time, let's send a round of Reagan.
It also battered on me that apparently the sun came out and all the snowflakes melted. Keeping in our veterans theme. Our next speaker